Shin Mem Sif Beis. Also, last of the Yadilis, in Hebrew, a person is prohibited to remove a wart from his body, Bein Beyad, Bein Bekli, whether he removes it by hand or he removes it with some cutting instruments. Bein Lo Bein La'acher, not only cannot remove his own one, he can remove it to somebody else. This is also a type of goizes, just like you're not allowed to remove hair, fingernails, also other things growing out of the body aren't included in the issue of goizes. Even if it's dried out and eventually will crumble off by itself, this type of wart or whatever growth it is over there, still also. The same thing applies if you have little strips of skin. Sometimes people have it near their fingers, so you have to be careful not to play around with that on Shabbos. Because it's also an issue of Goizes on Shabbos. So this earlier on in the Shin of Ches. It also applies to skin around your lips. Some people bite around their lips. It's recommended not to do it all year round for two reasons. Number one is because you may do it on Shabbos, which is an issue. Another problem is swallowing skin is also. These skin, by the way, is more stringent than fingernails. Because fingernails, the normal way to do it is to use a clipper. If you pull it off, you do it in an abnormal way. If it's skin, the normal way to remove it is just by pulling it off. So it can be more of a severe there. And sometimes it happens, you have little things starts moving around, you play around with it, so you have to be careful. Sid Gimel with our new malacha, the malacha of Moichek, the Yoish, Alaklaf, the Shaiva, Shalapinkos. You have letters that are written on a piece of parchment, or you have a wax board, which things are indented into the wax, which also forms letters, and you smooth it out to remove the letters. That is the issue of Moichek. The classic form of Moichek, which is a derisive, if you're being Moichek, you're erasing two letters in order to write in their place two other letters. Maisa, the issue of Mechika, is Lab Tavka, on parchment or on paper, even if it's written on wood. Also, this is a Mechika. We have a very simple proof to it. Mechika in the Mishkan was on wood. It was on the crushing wood covered with gold. Even if there's ink on the paper or something fell on the paper, it's not letters, but he's erasing it so that he should be able to write underneath it. That's also the issue of Murphy. So Murphy is either erasing letters or even not erasing letters, but erasing something which is preventing you to write the letters and by doing so making it possible to write letters. So if something drips on letters, you know, I've got to wipe it off on Shabbos because you're removing the thing that in order to take a turn, you see something covered over a letter, you know, loose it and Shabbos. If it's just something stuck onto it, you can remove it after Shabbos, then the Shabbos is going to take out another Sefer Torah, just read that letter by heart. After Shabbos, remove the wax or whatever drips on it. So, in these two cases, if it has the air underneath that which you're erasing, write the letter there. And erase it, derisive, because once again you're preparing the place underneath it to be usable for writing. If you're learning from the Sefer and something fell on the bench and some food stuck on the bench on Shabbos, also you're not letting remove it on Shabbos. So if you're removing it, you're making it potentially usable for writing on Shabbos, not the Shabbos as well.